Some of the traders who deals in pepper, rice and meat at Omi Adio Market said the prices of their goods has increased.
It's 15, 16, 17,000 for each. But now we are buying oil, 20-something thousand. We buy 25, we buy 26, we buy 27 from village.
Tomato that I bought of, let's say last month, it was a bit better than now. 400 there, like, if they're supposed to give you 3, 4. Or like, before you can 6, 5, 6.
Photo, it's very costly. One plate is 200.
A trader who deals in shoes and bags at Agbeni Market, Mr. Okechukwu John said, sales had not been encouraging as customers had not been patronizing him.
At market now, only sellers you go see in the market. There is a festival, we never even know. There is no money in their hand.
Other traders who sell clothes and shoes at the popular Ojoba, Ogunpa, and Alechinoye markets said customers had been few and far between as they might be recovering from the cash crunch. The few customers at the market who spoke with Radio Nigeria said they only managed to buy some essential goods as the economy was not favorable for excess spendings.
We're just stacking up for life, that's all. Well, things are very, very expensive. Everything is expensive.
Things are very expensive on the very high side, but we just have to cope. There's nothing we can do about that.
Radio Nigeria also speak with some faithful on their preparation towards the celebration.
We have fasted for a period of 1 month. And this is a period that we have to interact with our family members. The completion possibly tomorrow, maybe on Friday or Saturday. We go to Eid, spring ground where we are going to observe 2 rakah of prayer. That is part of the spiritual aspect. And it's a period whereby you give out to people. During the ending of Ramadan fasting, we call it Zakatu Fitr.
In terms of preparation for Salah, as a wife, you have to prepare food for the families. Usually a fun-filled day because we've been fasting for a month. Even though I've not experienced cooking as the wife of the house before, but I'll be experiencing it this year, inshallah.
We are happy, we are celebrating it.
The faithful appealed to the federal government to tackle the economic challenges faced by Nigerians for them to have an enjoyable Eid al-Fitr celebration. In Ibadan, Olubunmi Agboola, Radio Nigeria.